On the afternoon of April 23, 1947, three police cars came to a stop in a doorway of a row house on West Lexington Street. 10, maybe 15 policemen emerged and rushed the door. Their leader led the charge. With the help of several of his men, he promptly slammed an 18-pound maul, a heavy, long-handled hammer, into the door. This was in the days before the Maryland Lottery and the casinos would draw the dreamers' dollars, when all the street's betting action was in playing the numbers. Playing the numbers was widespread. Even the radio stations and newspapers carried results. The business was run by the bookmakers, and it was the bookmakers of one very large number-writing operation that Police Captain Alexander Emerson was after in that 1947 raid on West Lexington Street. When Emerson finally broke through, he found inside a group of 18 men sitting around a table examining small slips of paper. The men knew the jig was up when they heard the captain's blood-curdling battle cry, "All's here, stays here!" He had in mind the paper slips, those telltale pieces of evidence on which each bettor had written down the number he was betting on. Emerson was relentless, crashing through doors all over town, day and night, terrorizing the bookies, seizing the slips, shouting, "All's here, stays here!" Emerson died December 4, 1969. Two number kings, in an act designed to purge Captain Emerson from their memory for all time, attended his funeral at the Witski Funeral Home on Edmondson Avenue. As the two men who had long suffered the wrath of Captain Emerson filed past the body, silent in the coffin, they paused and stared down at the suddenly powerless Captain Emerson. One was overheard to whisper to the other, "Remember, all's here, stays here."